Hey everyone, there's no music today. Yes, this is the sideshow. There's no funny intro either. Today we're going to pause the show. I took a couple days off at the beginning of the week as a little bit of a mental health reprieve. And I didn't get the memo that a lot of indie podcasters were going to participate in Blackout Tuesday. And as such, I released my podcast. I don't think it's necessarily a negative, but I certainly don't think it was positive either. You know, it wasn't until a couple hours after, at lunch, while working my full-time job, that I checked and I realized what was going on. So first off, to all my listeners who are protesting, I'm sorry for subtracting from the conversation. I really am. It was an honest mistake. No one said anything to me. I'm just coming out and just saying it because that's how I personally feel. And I just, yeah, I recorded 10 minutes before, but I'm going to keep this really short. Really, at the end of the day, I'm a white guy who lives with privilege. I benefit from that privilege every single day. I'm not trying to come at this from a political stance. I'm Canadian. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm a human being. You're a human being. And guess who else was a human being? George Floyd, who was murdered on May 25th after having his neck kneeled on for 9 minutes. He was murdered. And African Americans right now in the United States who are protesting. And you know what? I don't condone looting, but looting as well. Are doing one of the most American things that they could possibly do. If you don't agree with me, look up the Boston Tea Party. You know, look up the American Revolution. No taxation without representation. If there is a law, yeah, true crime junkies, true creeps of the crime order, whatever. You guys, we digest this stuff all the time. This law, that law. Oh my God, disgusting. Don't break the law. There are good laws. Don't touch little children. Don't murder people. Laws like that. Don't steal. Don't hurt. But there are also laws in the United States, as well as Canada and countries all over the world, that protect police officers and other people who do terrible, terrible things from being prosecuted. There are unions that protect them. There's infrastructure that protects them. There's culture that protects them. Like the idea of not crossing the blue line. One cop not going after another cop. I don't know. Hey, you see someone killing somebody as a police officer. Maybe it's your turn to take action against someone breaking the law. Well, they're police officers. They can't break the law. It doesn't fucking matter if you're a police officer. It didn't matter that he was a police officer. He murdered George Floyd. I'm a white guy. I can't fully understand what it's like to live every day in fucking fear. Having family members that I fear for every single day. Having friends that I fear for every single day. And you know what? If I did, people that looked like me, people I loved, my friends, my family, if they were getting killed, if they were getting assaulted, if they were getting thrown in cop cars, for really no good fucking reason. You know what? I don't condone looting, but I'd probably be doing it too. I'd probably be burning the shit down. I'd be so mad. A lot of people in the true crime community are going, no. Looters, that's disgusting. You're just subtracting from the conversation. No, they're not fucking subtracting from the conversation. They really aren't. It was only like a couple weeks ago that a bunch of assholes in Michigan went up to a state building with like AKs and RPGs and just the most superfluous, extra dramatic shit. And stood outside of a building, armed to the teeth. Police do nothing. African Americans protesting peacefully, tear gassed. You can't fucking argue it. If you're getting your news from Fox News, you're doing it wrong. If you're trusting everything your president says, you're getting it wrong. He was voted in by the people, and he's saying when the looting starts, the shooting starts. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't want to get political. I can't understand, but I want to be an ally. I've been trying to do what I can by just telling other people who are ignorant to the fact. And they're not willfully ignorant. They just don't know what they don't know. Just listen. If you don't understand why colored communities in the United States are mad right now, just listen. Just shut your mouth and listen. In the description, there will be links to where you can donate, as well as a couple other resources. And that's all I really have to say. Good night.